Hey, this is Paul Wilson of Karate Cafe reminding you to leave a tip or message on the Practical Defense comment line.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix, and this is episode 218, Bad Neighbors. This week, we're going to review an email submission from a listener, Matt from Illinois. He shares his experiences with a bad neighbor and his plan of action. But before we get to the email, I have several announcements. First, I'll be teaching several different courses and seminars in the next few months in several different locations. I have the locations, but no firm dates yet. So first, I'll be co-teaching a basic handgun course in Chatsworth at the Green Zone shooting range. I don't have a date yet, but it'll be on a Tuesday night sometime in the next month or so. Next, I'll be teaching an NRA range safety officer certification course sometime in June. And again, I don't have a date, but it will be on a Sunday, and it will be down in Huntington Beach. And finally, I'll be co-teaching a short women's safety seminar at the end of July. This will be a 90-minute, low-impact course that is a combination of practical training and lecture. It's for women only, ages 12 and up. It'll be early on a Saturday afternoon at my dojo in Woodland Hills. I'll be certain to let everyone know the details as the plans solidify. I'll also post updates to the dates and times on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. And finally, I have some good news-bad news combination. The good news is that I am in the last third of the development of my online professional security officer training program. I've been working hard on this program since September of last year. Now, this is a full 40-hour program where everything is online, the training, the knowledge checks, and the final exams. Plus, it is fully accredited by the state of California, meaning that if you pass all the exams and the background checks, you get your California Professional Security Officer's license. Now, this is an amazing program, and there is nothing that even comes close to it on the market. It's fully interactive with audio, video, and animations. In addition to my custom material and materials from my business partner, we've also licensed video and content from the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network and Jim Wagner. This program is in a class by itself in quality of information and presentation. I hope to have the program online by the end of September. Well, I'll see how it goes. As part of this program, I need to record and produce about 32 hours of finished audio. And for those that know audio, that is a heck of a lot of work all by itself. I'm expecting about 180 hours of labor to produce that final 32 hours of product. So the bad news is that I'm going to be spending the next few months recording and editing a lot of audio, which means I'm not going to have a whole lot of time, or energy, quite frankly, for the show. But don't panic, I will continue to produce a weekly show, but just expect them to be mostly quick tips until the security officer project is done and online. Your input, either by email or voicemail, will really help. Send in ideas for short topics or your own experiences and tips that you use to help keep your family safe, and I'll share them on the show. Let's make it a community effort. Okie dokie. With that, we'll be right back with our look at bad neighbors.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Welcome back. This week, we're going to share an email from Matt in Illinois and his experiences with a bad neighbor. He writes, "After listening to a couple of your recent podcasts, I wanted to share my own recent experience with home security, or lack thereof. The theft. A couple of weeks ago, I had a package stolen from my doorstep within an hour of it being dropped off by UPS. During at least part of the elapsed time, the neighbor was mowing his lawn. The delivery happened to be rifle bullets, which adds to the concern, since now the thief will know that there are guns in the house. It was 47 pounds, so it's doubtful that a passerby grabbed it and ran off with it. I did report the theft to the police later that night. Some backstory. We moved into a residential area in a nice suburb last August, perhaps with a naive sense of comfort. About a week and a half before the theft, a neighbor that would barely acknowledge us previously came up to me and talked to me about my Jeep. He asked questions about how long we were going to live there and who all was in the house and insisted on meeting our dog. I didn't like the look in his eye, and I had a bad feeling about him, which I mentioned to my wife that night. The question and flow of the conversation all had me on alert, but I didn't take any action since it was merely my perception and he had done nothing wrong. My suspect. After the theft, I did take action to find out more about this neighbor, using Google as my friend. He is 37, living at home with his parents, and spent 162 days in prison for drug possession, had previous convictions for battery, driving without a license, and DUI. Perhaps this person with a record has a habit they need to feed with theft. Perhaps he's not such a dog person after all and was just assessing our vulnerability. Fortunately, my 42-pound pit mix dog was not fond of the man, and I also advised him that the dog is even more protective inside the house. My actions. In short order, I have taken additional steps to secure my home. I found a Shark's brand wireless IP camera that allows me to add cameras easily to a wireless network and store recordings both locally and remotely in real time. The only recurring charge is a $15 DNS subscription, which can be avoided through some free options if you like. The IP cameras go for about $400 for an outdoor camera and $300 for an indoor camera. They also have night vision. The instructions were great for as complex as something like this could potentially be. For the cost of a nice rifle, I now have multiple cameras watching my place with redundant recordings. I get email alerts on motion detection, as I have defined. I also had some long guns that weren't in a safe. I didn't want to buy a 1,200-pound safe right now because we intend to move sometime in the near future, and it's expensive to move them because it takes a small team. Instead, I thought carefully about my requirements and found another good solution. I bought a NAC Model 60, quote-unquote, gang box, the type of storage that contractors use on job sites. It's perfect for long guns and spreads the weight over a wider surface than a safe. It's easy to move with two people when empty, but after I loaded the bottom with heavy material like ammo cans of reloading supplies, it would take a small team to move it. There's no way two people will budget. The only way in will be to cut through the gang box, so they definitely have to work for it. I believe that a casual criminal will not take the time or carry the tools, especially after knowing that they have been picked up on surveillance cameras. Moral of the story. Definitely do not tell your neighbors that you will be out of town and to watch your place unless you really know them. If you're moving to a new place, it may be wise to find the last names of your adjacent neighbors and proactively search for arrest records in your town under their name. You may be surprised, like I was, who was living next door. Take some steps to make yourself a harder target than others. Thanks, Matt. You bring up some really great points about neighbors. First, it's tough to tell who's living next to you. The neighborhood might be really nice, with well-kept homes, but there could be one lunatic that pops up to make things uncomfortable. I've heard some real horror stories, and I've seen a few things myself. In one neighborhood in which I lived, there was a nice guy who would go ape when he got drunk. I mean, seriously crazy stuff, like throw dead animals and use mortar oil in the neighbors' yards. He was old, retired, and a problem alcoholic. He cleaned up his act after he threatened a neighbor's gardening crew and they called the police on him. He sat cuffed in the back of a cruiser for a few hours until he sobered up. He was a model neighbor after that. In another place I lived, we had a nice couple living next to us. Unfortunately, they divorced and the wife got a new boyfriend. He was a loud, obnoxious guy with a problem background. We heard him telling someone that he had just spent 30 days in jail, which explained why the previous month was so nice and quiet. He also had a pit bull. I'm certain that we lost a buyer when we were trying to sell our place because of that dog. I watched the buyers walk up, they saw the dog, the wife turned to her husband and asked, "Is that a pit bull?" And I saw their body language change. They spent very little time in the house and asked very few questions, and we never saw them again. Neighbors can be an asset or a liability. The whole feel of the neighborhood can change because it's the people that make the place, not the wooden walls. It can change from good to bad, which we've discussed in the past, or from bad to good. It can go either way, which makes it tough when you own. Renters can move a lot easier than if you own the property. I'm friendly with my neighbors, and I know them all by name, several houses up and down. However, I treat them as strangers when it comes to security. I don't tell them when we're gone. I have family come by and take the trash cans in and out and collect the mail when we're on vacation. I may know, like, and even trust some of my neighbors, but I don't know their friends or their adult children. Therefore, I don't tell anyone anything. Like Matt, I really like my security cameras. They're a huge deterrent for criminals and naughty neighbors alike in a residential environment. I also like Matt's response to his problem, and I think it serves as a good example, although I am going to wag my finger a bit about the long guns that were not always secured. So, thanks again, Matt.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
Welcome back. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. In the upcoming months, I will absolutely notify everyone and keep people apprised of when and where I'll be teaching. Of course, I also invite you to check out my book on practical home security. It's available in DeadTree, Kindle, Nook, and iTunes editions. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense tip or comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can now hear Gun Rights Radio Network while you're on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed and no memory or storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, or your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources